Welcome to Section 2B, Managing Conflicting Priorities. Let's talk a little bit about what the conflict is. You see, there will always be something that feels more urgent than building your multiple streams of music income business. Particularly in the beginning sections when you're not seeing any money coming in and it feels like you're doing a lot of research and it may even feel like busy work, but I promise you that it's worth doing. So how do you solve this conflict if it always feels like there's something more urgent than doing this? Well, the way to do that is to be clear on why you want this. What are you doing it for? What's it going to get you? Here are the solutions. You need to write a specific goal. You need to know what is the outcome that you're doing all this hard work to create. Once you've got a goal, you need to set up a specific schedule, which we're going to talk about in the next section, create accountability, and manage your boundaries. Okay? So let's start with writing that specific goal. What's your why? You need to determine why you're doing this. So what specifically do you want as a result of this program? What will it look like, feel like, taste like, smell like when you have it? And how will you know? How will you know when you have it? What will you be seeing? What will you be hearing? What will you be feeling in your body when you have it? And what's this going to do for you? What's the goal going to get for you or allow you to do? Where will you be living? When will this goal be accomplished by? How will you be living and with whom will you be playing? And most of all, why? For what purpose do you want this? By the way, really knowing what purpose this serves, not only serves you personally, but serves you in your place in the world, is going to really help you in developing your BOP, step 8 of the multiple streams process. So you have to start with what your goal is. When I work with private clients, the first thing we do is to set their goals. So I want to give you the criteria I use with my private clients when writing their goals. And it's important that whatever goal you write fulfills all of these criteria. First of all, your goal is a having or being, it's not a doing. It's not about how you're getting there, it's about defining where there is. What's it look like? What's it feel like? What's it taste like? It's about what you have and who you are when this goal is accomplished. Your goal is a dream with a deadline. Without a goal date, it's not real. It's a fantasy. So you have to put a date on it, and it needs to be a realizable date. Now, I started this chapter talking about how long it's going to take you to create this whole thing. So you want to be working within those guidelines. You can create an overall goal that's perhaps a year or two out, and then you can also create sub-goals that are the mileposts along the way. But you have to have deadlines on each of those goals. Your goal needs to be visionary and inspiring. And what I mean by visionary is that your goal is aligned with the vision of your life, the vision of your life in 5 years, in 10 years. It needs to be in line with that vision. And what I mean by inspiring is that the language itself gets you excited, makes you feel like you want to jump into action and get to work on it. Your goal needs to be measurable, which means that you need to be able to know when it's complete. That means hard numbers. It means specific. And it means that your goal is achievable within the time frame you've set. Now, I don't mean realistic in the kind of confining terms that perhaps you feel a realistic goal feels like. This is about realistically knowing what your schedule is, the amount of time you're going to have to put towards creating this thing. Is it achievable? Okay, so the first step is to write your goal, and a goal that is powerful, inspiring, visionary, but also real world, with a deadline and measurements and specific. Once you've got your goal set, that's going to start your momentum, but we need to talk about maintaining your momentum. So some of the ways to do that, particularly through stage one, because that's so much work and without a lot of external rewards, you want to keep your goal foremost in your mind. So there's quite a few ways to do that. Posting it somewhere where you can see it every day, reading it out loud to yourself, working with a coach or with accountability partners who are also working through the system. You need to keep your goal foremost in your mind. Whenever you get hung up or worried or nervous, just reread your goal and reread the vision that you set in the first chapter. Manage your expectations of what is realizable from day to day, week to week, as well as the bigger picture. And manage other people's expectations, whether those other people are your band members, your family members, or your agents and managers. You need to manage other people's expectations for how fast you can move through this process. I've talked earlier about maintaining boundaries. What I mean by this is that when you make a promise to yourself that you're going to work on your multiple streams business, that you hold that time as sacred. And you don't let all of the other people's needs and the moment-to-moment exigencies push you out of doing that work. So maintain boundaries, protect the time that you've scheduled to work this process, and always, always, always take good care of yourself. Don't burn yourself out. Take rests, eat well, exercise, all of those good things. And if you do those things, keeping your goal foremost in mind, managing your own expectations and other people's expectations, protecting your boundaries, and taking good care of yourself, you will maintain momentum through the long haul of building your multiple streams business.